Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Reject the Injury. Remember, it is not enough to be hit or insulted to be harmed. You must believe that you are being harmed. If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation, which is why it is essential that we not respond impulsively to impressions. Take a moment before reacting, and you will find it easier to maintain control. Epictetus. One of the ideas that the Stoics strongly hold is that no one can make us feel anything without our permission. And what do I mean by that? If someone is rude to us, shouldn't we feel offended? If someone is mean, shouldn't we feel hurt? If someone gossips about us, shouldn't we feel indignant? Sure, we can go right ahead and feel whatever we want, but we need to remember that it's our choice to feel that way. And how is it our choice? I mean, they're the ones who did these things, right? It's our choice because we're the ones that give meaning to the other person's words or actions. It's the way that we think about what they did or said that causes these emotions. Have you ever been around somebody that is easily offended? They look for slights or ulterior motives in everything other people do? Because they are expecting others to do things that are rude or offensive, even the smallest things feed into their idea of the fact that someone is out to get them. And on the flip side, have you ever been around somebody that is patient and calm and always assumes the best motives of others, or failing good motives, that the other person is simply ignorant? People like this choose to see the exact same words and actions from others from a completely different perspective, and by giving people the benefit of the doubt, they are not easily offended, or not offended at all. By rejecting the idea that they somehow suffered by the words of others, they are acknowledging that the words of others only hold as much power over them as they let them. They decided they weren't hurt by those words, and therefore they weren't. So why do we take offense at what others say? And why do we get so bent out of shape at what others do? And as a side note, I think it's interesting that the term is take offense, as if it's something that we reach out and grab ourselves. I think the reason we take offense is because we have expectations of how we think someone else should act. And when they don't act the way that we think they should, we get frustrated because we aren't able to control the outcome. Our egos don't like it. Remember, you always have the choice to decide that you have been injured. And as Marcus Aurelius says, reject your sense of injury and the injury itself disappears. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter or contribute to our Patreon account at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or Google Play or Radio Public, I would really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.